It's the Gadget Grill on to RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Jeff Quattromani.
And I'm Dee Willis.
And I can't hear myself through the headphones.
I can hear you.
I can hear you beautifully, Gary.
Good, okay. At least somebody can. Welcome to the show this evening. Jeff, that was just absolutely wonderful, what you were just doing. What you were just doing and the experience that you had. Absolutely amazing stuff there, mate.
Yeah, it was a fascinating trip, honestly. It was more than I had expected, I guess. I mean, I didn't really have expectations going into this trip, but it certainly was eye-opening. Amazing.
Wonderful. Yeah. What have you been up to? I know last week you were on the sick list.
Yes. Yeah,
so you couldn't make it in. I guess partly recovering from the change in climate and everything.
Look, it's ridiculous, right? I mean, I went from a community where I had no phone reception and couldn't tweet, couldn't go on Facebook, couldn't do anything like that.
Right.
And then I come back to, I guess, modern society where I have my phone working and things like that, and I can't talk. I had no voice. So it's, I guess I just wasn't meant to be communicating.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is karma in this world.
There really is. So it was quite weird just being without my voice. I'm still a little bit hoarsey now, but I think it sounds quite good to some of the ladies.
Excellent, excellent, mate. Welcome back. Sitting in the other chair, we have none other than Dee Dee Cup.
Yeah, I'm over here.
She's hiding. Hiding behind the monitor.
Instead of Jason. Jason's away this week.
He is.
Look a little bit different.
Yeah. I do look a little different.
You and Jason look nothing alike.
No. Funny that.
She's a lot taller than Jason.
By miles.
Oh, yes. I wish.
And apart from work, what have you been up to, Miss Dee Dee Cup?
Well, I've been doing a lot of cooking this weekend.
Oh,
you certainly have.
Yes, I made some really yummy food this weekend.
We had some beautiful kosher roast pork for dinner this evening.
Yum.
The kosher variety.
What's the difference there?
There's no such thing as kosher pork.
Oh, I thought you said beef roast.
No, okay, pork.
No, pork roast.
Okay.
We did have kosher beef curry. Okay. I made a Singapore curry yesterday.
Yes. Was it kosher?
I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. The prawn crackers probably weren't, but
the prawn crackers definitely not.
Love prawn crackers, yum,
indeed.
And how about you, Gary?
I've been up to the usual rubbish. I've been messing around with one of my cameras, the most recent camera that I purchased, which was a year ago.
Okay.
I noticed that when we were up in Port Stephens a few weeks ago, it wasn't focusing correctly.
Hmm.
So I've done some tests with it now and some focus calibration, and this thing is just so far out.
Really?
It's going to go back to the distributor this week.
Amazing. That's quite sad, actually.
It is quite sad. It is one lens. I can't even get it I can't even get it within calibration.
That's bizarre.
And you've got a range of 40 units, minus 20 through to plus 20.
So is that something to do with the unit itself, not lens anymore?
Like I tried it on a different body, ran it through the same software, the same lenses, minus one.
That's bizarre.
The one that I could calibrate, minus 17, the other lens totally out of range. Couldn't even do it.
Modern tech, mate.
I know. So
letting you down.
So it's going back to the distributor sometime this week, for them to do some internal adjustments on this particular camera.
Should have stuck with the Coke bottle lens.
I've got a Coke bottle lens, don't you?
I will never forget that lens.
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
it's awesome, isn't it?
<That's> so cool.
Just for the benefit of our listener, I have a Coke bottle lens that fits onto a modern digital SLR camera, and we can use it with which to take photos. It is absolutely amazing. We've got to show you the new piece of tech that we have in the home. Dee came home a week ago with a new piece of tech that makes your digital the turntable that you have yet to commission and put into use.
Still in the box, yeah.
It makes it look very, very... what's the word I'm after, Dee?
Sad.
Sad, yes.
Because it's...
You'll see when we show you the picture.
Okay.
In the meantime, this is Mr. Elvis Presley, Elvis Aaron Presley, and You're the Devil in Disguise.
Gadget Grill here on Radio 2RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Beautiful.
Welcome back.
And welcome back.
It's good to be back.
It is news time.
News time. Oh, good.
There's always a bit of news.
There's always a bit of news. Jeff, you want to start with the news?
Yes.
You want to lead off?
Happy to. So, Etihad Stadium. Do we know where Etihad Stadium is?
Melbourne.
Good. Ding, because I was looking through the story and I couldn't quite grab it whether it was Brisbane or Melbourne, but I should have known it was AFL town. Now, there is some major upgrades going on in Etihad Stadium called with smart seats in some of the sections there. Have you heard about these smart seats?
Oh.
I know you love that word.
I love that word. And
I know you do.
I'm guessing these are not seats that have got a hole in the middle of them.
Oh, that would be genius seats.
Wouldn't it?
That would be genius seats. Now, this is a partnership between Telstra and Samsung to add tablets to your seat with connectivity so that you can watch replays in front of you of what game you've been watching, bit close-ups and get player information and things like that, which is cool. It's cool. However, I would love to see it move towards a bring-your-own device, which we already have in our pocket, and just improve connectivity at the games.
I wonder how much they're going to charge you for the use of these devices.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say that initially...
And I'll bet you it's exclusive content.
Of course it's going to be.
It
will be.
Yeah.
So I would think that this is very much a proof of concept, and we may not see it in every seat in every stadium in a hurry, but it's kind of cool to see them at least moving in this direction, because when I do go to live games, especially for soccer or football in my world, you may see a goal happen, but you didn't quite see much of it, and there's no commentary when you're actually at the game. So actually having something in front of you to watch a replay.
Do you need commentary while you're at the game?
Sometimes I like commentary just to know what's going on.
Year 2000, I was on my Avoid the Sydney Olympics tour. Sitting in the grandstand at Monza for the Formula One Grand Prix.
I'm sorry. How terrible.
With my Italian mechanic sitting next to me.
Yep.
And he was translating the commentary coming over the PA for me.
They actually had commentary for the race.
Yes.
That's awesome.
A little bit of commentary and he was translating it.
That's good. What was it? Schumacher this, Schumacher that, Schumacher this?
In 2000, absolutely.
Yeah, it would have been.
Although we did have Berger go off right in front. I think it was good. Berger went off right in front of us.
No.
Sadly, one of the marshals was killed during that incident, and we were right on that corner.
That was that year.
It was that year, that corner.
Where the wheel came off, wasn't it?
When the wheel came off, and yep. It was the same year, of course, when they had a similar incident down in Melbourne.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were right at that corner, second row, directly behind the TV camera position at that point.
That's scary.
It is.
Yeah.
So, Etihad Stadium.
Well, there you go.
Yep. Do you want to buy a server?
No.
You don't want to buy a server?
Well, I don't... Anyway, I won't answer that question with a long sentence. I was going to, but...
Okay, because no. You can buy some servers at the moment for just a few dollars for a month.
Yep.
On an underground online marketplace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're getting the hint now.
What's going on?
These are hacked servers.
No way. And what, they're selling the space on those hacked servers?
They're selling access to the servers for $6 to $8 US for a few days' worth of use.
Are you kidding?
No,
I'm not. So someone is hacking into probably company servers because they've got weak security.
Yep.
And then leasing that space?
Yeah, these are window servers.
That is hilarious. It's like,
and Australia is in the top 20 list of countries with access to 2,500 servers up for sale in May this year.
So this is like somebody leasing your bedroom because you left the door unlocked.
Yeah, basically.
And every day you live in your house and not know that someone's living in the other room.
Exactly.
That's it, right?
That sums it up pretty well, mate.
That's amazing. What's the name of this company called? Are they considering themselves a company, or is this just a underground thing?
I think it's an underground thing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes.
Going back above ground.
Yes.
We know that Apple Pay has launched in some capacity in Australia.
Yes.
Obviously not to stay quiet on the Android side. It looks like
Samsung Pay has been launched with ANZ as a partner, I believe.
No. Amex and Citibank.
Amex.
So ANZ will allow you to use their credit cards using Android Pay.
Right.
But Samsung Pay has come out with Amex and Citibank as partners. And it's, you know what, it's getting interesting because I went to buy something the other day and I noticed when I do PayWave, they've now got the Apple Pay symbol along with the MasterCard PayWave and whatever else.
Right.
Are we just going to have 1,000 brands like Samsung Pay and you know, Android Pay all over this ATM point of sale system that we go to every day?
So they're going to have to have bigger terminals just for all the logos.
Like someone has to drop out at some point.
At some point, yeah.
You know, now, it's too much.
What I don't get with what I've seen with these apps is
you've
got to log into your phone, open your phone, log into the app and have the app running for it to be active to activate this pay.
So I haven't used the Samsung Pay one. With Apple Pay, though, essentially, once you've added it to the phone and you've got it set up, you'll tap your phone without doing anything.
Right.
And then your phone will just ask you for your fingerprint to verify payment. But that's it. So you don't have to actually go in and open apps. But I remember in the past when you were using NFC-style payments with CommBank, that was one you had to unlock the phone, log into your app, and then you could tap, which is just painful.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, still easier to use your card.
Oh, it depends what you – I think Apple Pay is doing it fairly well. I haven't used the Samsung Pay one to comment.
I've seen the ads on the telly for
it. Do they make it look super simple?
Well, yeah, one girl waves a bottom at it and the bloke behind is not too happy about it.
That's
wow. Has anyone gone on a political correctness rant on that one yet?
Not that I've seen, but
I'm sure it's coming.
Their ads are sort of suggesting that might be the way.
It's going to happen. Good.
Lenovo have showed off a prototype of a bendable phone.
Really?
That you can wrap around your wrist.
Oh, wow.
I guess it's so quick to forget that Lenovo bought Motorola.
Yeah.
And you know that Motorola phones are Lenovo owned, and I guess we don't get Lenovo phones in Australia, but I have seen them overseas, and they look okay. I'd like to see them actually bring some of this concept technology to Australia, because I remember last year they announced a whole bunch of prototypes as well, but we didn't see them. But I love the idea of a bendable phone.
Well, the thing is, you know, we've got a curved – our new TV is a curved screen one, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bendable technology. How long is it going to be before we get a tablet that we can roll up and just sort of stick in a scroll in our pocket or something like that, or fold it in half and carry it that way? And that's where the future of this technology is going to go. Now, whether it comes out in terms of an Android device or maybe an e-ink style device.
Who knows?
You know, they're using e-ink for street signs now. They've been using that for quite a while.
In Australia?
In Australia.
I haven't seen one.
If you go down past the footy stadium down on Moore Park Road, they've got the signs down there, the changeable signs for when the parking restrictions are on. Hmm. The bit that displays the parking restrictions is e-ink.
That's cool.
It is.
Hang on, is that so they can change it when there's an event on?
They set it up for when there's an event on.
Yeah.
And, they'll set it up a couple of days in advance, and they don't have to physically have somebody go down there and change the signs. It's now all done electronically.
That's quite cool.
It is a very good use of the technology.
No, I like that.
Indeed.
So there was a very large Apple event on this week, which we'll talk about later. But whenever there is something going on, that down the road was actually E3, which is a huge gaming event.
Yes.
And Microsoft used that opportunity to announce a new Xbox that's coming out in 2017. Now, I own the current Xbox One, and I really want the new one already.
Okay.
So the big thing with the Xbox One S, everyone throws an S on the end of everything now, but the big thing here is that it will come in three sizes, so 500 gig, 1 terabyte, and 2 terabytes.
You know what the S stands for, don't you?
Suckers.
Yeah, basically.
It's taunting. But the big thing is actually it's focusing on 4K. So it will support 4K Blu-ray support, HDR as well. The size of the actual Xbox is 40% smaller than the previous one, but the 4K thing's a big one because no one cares about the size of the actual console, but the fact that it will now do 4K video and in the future 4K gaming, that's a big deal because we're starting to actually see some real, you know, use for 4K.
Finally.
Yeah. So next year, bring it.
Excellent, yep. Excellent. This is a story to warm the cockles of your heart. It will make you feel good. A guy by the name of Sanford Wallace, who is a self-proclaimed spam king, has been given a 30-month jail sentence and a fine of hundreds of thousands of dollars, as well as 5 years probation.
Wow.
He's pled guilty back in August to sending more than 500,000 spam messages through Facebook in violation of a court order that prevented him from accessing Facebook following previous spamming efforts.
500,000 messages?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
How much did he get fined again?
Several hundred thousand dollars. Yeah, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's a good fine.
5 years probation, 2.5 years behind bars.
Good.
Ouch.
The longer he spends behind bars, the better.
Exactly.
Let's think about this. This guy's going to go to a jail where potentially there's people who have committed crimes which hurt people. And I'm sure there'll be a conversation at some point like, what are you in here for? How nerdy is he going to be?
He's not allowed to use computers for a number of years as well.
I'm here because I sent spam messages. He's going to be someone's cushion.
Oh, yes.
So my last story from E3 actually is news from Sony. Sony have announced that PlayStation VR will launch on October 13th in Australia. So this is a big one for gamers who are keen to just get so immersed in the game that they can't even see what used to be a TV or the people in front of them or the time or anything else. Immersive gaming, $549, adds on to your current PlayStation 4, and your world will no longer look the same.
Right.
It's going to get scary.
Speaking of your world no longer looking the same.
Yeah.
Your driver's license.
Yeah.
Is a little credit card type of card with your photo and a mag strip on it that contains your details.
Yeah.
In August, New South Wales will be the first state in Australia to start issuing digital licenses that you'll have on your Android or iPhone device.
Hang on a second, I need to check something because I think I'm going to be angry in about 3 seconds. My license expires July this year.
Don't get too upset.
I miss out.
No. You're not going to miss out on anything.
Yeah.
Because the first licenses that they're going to do, because driving licenses are such an important party, they're not starting with driving licenses.
Oh.
And instead, they're starting with responsible service of alcohol, responsible service of gaming, and recreational fishing fee licenses.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, because I always used to forget my fishing license.
Yep, exactly. So it'll now be in your...
on your phone.
Yeah.
Which is good when you're near water.
Yeah, they're talking about three non-critical licenses, which is a good idea. Start with something non-critical, iron out the bugs. And in 2018, so we've got 2 years to go, head off with the driver's licenses.
We're so close to dropping our wallets. So close.
Well, now that you mention it, my driving license expires in, let me just pull this out here. Oh, I'm cool. 2020, February 2020. So
you'll
fine.
Move to the fresh one.
I'll get a digital license.
Hang on, so that's your last physical license?
That may well be my last physical license.
Imagine that. Who would have? That's great.
Well, I can remember when they were pieces of paper.
Something you just kept in your glove box or something.
You folded it up and kept it in your wallet. It was renewable just for 1 year at a time. And I remember going overseas and presenting it at the rental car desk.
Yeah.
And they laughed. What is this?
Really?
Really?
Because we didn't have cards for a while.
Because we didn't have cards. This was in the late 80s.
Well, that's good. I want to get rid of the whole wallet idea. I think it's great.
Yeah. There are a total of 84 New South Wales government authorised licences, which will be digitised as a part of the process, which is expected to run beyond 2018.
Okay.
Initial rollout be akin to an open beta to see if there are any teething problems before every... Now, this is interesting. Before every driver's licence holder in New South Wales has their credentials moved to a smartphone. So if you're a person who doesn't have a phone...
Yeah, what do you do then?
Then I guess you can't have a licence anymore, according to this story.
That's going to be really interesting, right? Because you think by 2018, it's not like all the elderly will disappear.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's not...
Maybe they've got a plan for that too.
Maybe they do.
Do what they did for the Olympics. Take all the homeless people and take them up to Byron Bay.
Maybe it would just be a requirement for owning a car is that you should just have a smartphone.
There you go. Yeah, you got to have a smartphone to own a car.
Maybe that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Wouldn't the smartphone manufacturers love that?
Oh, they'd be quite happy.
They would be very thrilled.
Yeah.
NBN Co.
Yeah.
Has issued a reminder, this is an important story, to users of medical alarms to ensure that their alarm device is compatible with the NBN.
Interesting.
Not all devices are compatible. Because the NBN, in some instances, doesn't have power. It's an optical, it's a fibre network.
Yeah, that's right.
And one of the problems that wasn't foreseen and certainly wasn't publicised with the switch to fibre to the node from fibre to the home, where's your power source?
In my home.
In your home, no big deal. Hmm. Fibre to the node, where's the power source?
In the street somewhere.
Got to find it somewhere in the street, yeah, because there's nothing available directly at the node.
So what they're saying is that
if there's a blackout in the area, you've got to make sure that your NBN connection has power so that you can so that your emergency device
that's interesting
will work. Your medical devices will work in that realm.
Interesting, because my fibre to the home has battery backup in the home.
Yes.
In the NBN fibre box.
In the box.
But I don't know how long that would last.
About a year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Huh. I'm happy with it.
Okay.
Not that I have a need for it.
No.
If I have no power, I don't have internet.
Well, that's right. You should, well...
But the phone would work, I guess.
Yeah.
If I had a phone.
And that's important. And that's why they have that, so that your 000 service number can work.
It's quite smart.
Yeah. Mm. Check your battery when you get home tonight. Now, on the subject of the NBN and fibre, I know Dee was upset this week when she saw a story about how they're advertising $70,000 a year jobs in Ireland for techies to come and work in Australia on the NBN.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're going to bring an Irishman to Australia to work on our NBN?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Not just one, heaps.
Heaps.
Why?
Exactly.
Well, one of the reasons why... In a story that I've got here from 2014, the major fibre build-out to rural Ireland will be the cornerstone of government strategy. So Ireland have gone down the path of fibre to the home a few years ago, and they've got a lot of experienced tech people who are familiar with the technology, who are experienced in doing these installations.
So you don't need to train them. They land in Sydney or wherever they are, and they work on day one.
Exactly.
What a business.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough, because they're not Australian-owned, right? NBN Co.
NBN Co. is it's owned by the government?
No, not anymore. They're private, aren't they?
No.
I feel like they're privatised.
No.
I need to go. No. I got Googling to do.
Go to Google.
Go to Dr. Google and check on that.
Ask Siri.
Which country do you think has the world's fastest high-speed train?
Japan.
Yeah, I would say Japan.
Correct. Second fastest?
Germany.
France.
Yeah, I just figured Germany.
China, South Korea, Spain, Italy, all of them with... With operating speeds around about 300, 320 kilometres an hour, China actually has an operating speed of 350k. Germany, 320. Italy, 300. Turkey, 250. Sweden, Taiwan, Netherlands, Poland, Russia, Austria. Do you notice any country that's missing from that list?
Australia, zip.
Australia, zip.
I'd love to know actually what how fast our trains do go.
About
40.
40?
I was thinking about 50k. 50 on a good day. In this weather? In this weather we're having
weather. Backwards.
Yeah, stopping.
But that's terrible, isn't it? I mean, Turkey. I mean, you know, there's countries there. And we do not have any fast trains in this country.
Agreed.
None at all.
This is disgusting.
And, you know, when you look at the top speed, or when you look at China with a operating speed of 350k.
Not bad.
That's Sydney to Canberra in well under an hour.
Mm. Yep.
Sydney to Melbourne in 2.5 hours.
Not bad.
I know.
It's not less bad. Than the flying because you've got to be there an hour and a half before you take off.
I think it's mad that we don't have Sydney to Melbourne by train.
We should have Sydney,
the
Goulburn.
I was going to say Goulburn. We need a country one as well.
Yes, Sydney, Goulburn, Canberra, Aubrey, Melbourne.
I don't know about Canberra. Who goes there?
No, think about it.
Do they go?
If you got the train between Sydney, Melbourne via Canberra and Goulburn, think about this for a moment. First of all, Canberra, all your politicians
can cheaper than flying.
Be cheaper than flying, quicker than flying.
Make them
use the train.
Oh. So
all the public servants who disappear from Canberra on the weekend,
they're now
taking the train. Taking the train would be safer and quicker than driving.
Yep.
Okay, let's suddenly put an international airport in Goulburn.
Yeah, then you're talking real smart because that, to me, would be the thing that changes things.
Oh, I spoke to my son-in-law about it.
Yeah.
And he said the reason they don't put one in Goulburn is because of the fog.
I don't see that as being a major impediment because you look at Chicago.
Or San Fran.
San Fran gets fog.
It's already an issue here in Sydney or in Brisbane or wherever they have fog.
But Chicago, New York, anywhere down the East Coast in winter, they get closed down because of snow.
Yeah, that too. You still need them.
You've still got to send them somewhere.
Mm.
But, you know, that's the reason why they don't put Goulburn on the hit list for an international airport, which I think is stupid. It's the place to put it.
Yeah, Goulburn. It makes it an international airport for both Goulburn and Sydney with a fast train between those three places.
That'd be awesome.
But we're not the planners. We're not the public servants that make those decisions.
We're not stupid enough to be public servants.
We're not quite making those decisions.
This is In Excess. Devil Inside.
Back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Indeed we are.
Can I just interrupt for a minute?
You already have.
Just on the licence thing.
Yeah.
I heard that you could actually renew your licence online.
I don't know about renewing your licence, but you can certainly renew your rego online.
No, they're going to bring it so you can renew your licence online.
What's interesting? What if you? Well, for me, I've got to do an eye test every time.
Yeah,
so.
That's it.
Or your photo? I want a new photo.
You can
do that. You've got
what's wrong with the gorilla that's on the licence at the moment?
So, hang on. So, if they did it online, do you think they'd actually take a photo of you using your computer's webcam and then post you out a physical licence?
Well, they post out the physical licences now. They no longer give them to you.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah.
You get this bit of paper for a few weeks.
What?
They send it to your mailbox. I think that's so bad security-wise.
You're saying that in July, as we were saying, and I need to go to the get my new license. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to actually get it that day.
You'll get a piece of paper that says you've got a current license, and about a week.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, be shocked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's scary.
That's bad security. Imagine if someone knocks off your license out of your letterbox. I think it's ridiculous, but anyway.
Okay. That's our public service.
Wow.
Sorry, I interrupted there.
No, that's
you certainly did.
Open my eyes.
Don't let it happen again. Sorry. Till next time.
Till next time.
Yeah, this week there was a big event over in San Francisco.
Huge event.
The Worldwide Developers Conference from Apple.
Yeah, so...
Jeff, what news do you have from there?
So around 5,000 people, 74 different countries came into San Fran to... talk Apple. Now, it wasn't a product launch. You didn't hear about a new iPad or a new iPhone, and I'm not going to tell you about a new one either. It really comes down to what updates we are going to get soon.
Right. And for instance, Apple Maps now works?
I still don't use it.
Right.
But so I'll run through it as quick as I can. Watch OS. So people who own an Apple Watch, some updates will be coming to your wrist soon. The biggest one worth noting is that your performance looks like it will be improved by 7 times. So opening apps on the watch will be faster. And if you want to text, you'll actually be able to text using scribbling on your wrist. So you could do one letter at a time and it will recognize your A's, your B's, your C's, convert it into words, and you'll send text that way. Maybe.
Good luck with that.
The last thing I'll say about the new watchOS is they're putting an emergency-style feature in that if you hold down the side button for more than 3 seconds, dials 000 and sends an emergency text to whoever your emergency contacts are with your location and things like that.
So okay.
That's kind of fun.
Right, next.
Now, the next part, tvOS. tvOS didn't get some huge updates, but the main thing being that currently the background is white. You'll have the choice to make it black. You'll also be able to use the...
Gee, that's big.
Oh, we're talking major stuff here. The remote app will now work on your phone, so you can control your Apple TV with your phone again. Because
Didn't I see something about a new Apple TV device as well?
No. So they're keeping the current one there. You'll be able to use Siri on your phone to control your TV. So, hey Siri, I want to watch Netflix. Or maybe, no, go back further. Hey Siri, I want to watch House of Cards on Netflix on my Apple TV. And maybe that will work.
I'm glad you said maybe.
I'm not promising anything. Mac OS, so the OS that sits on your computer, it's obviously called Mac OS now, not OS X. They've dropped that name. They will still be referring it to a Leopard or a Mountain or whatever the hell they call their versions. But the big thing will be now auto unlock. So if you're within your Mac area with your Apple Watch, they'll talk to each other and you won't need a password to unlock.
So they're basically catching up to what Android's been doing for the last 12 months.
Oh, and others. Yeah.
And others, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the other thing which will be cool on Mac OS is using Siri. Siri has come to Mac OS just like Cortana came to Windows.
Right.
So you'll be able to talk to your PC because why would you want to use a keyboard?
You've seen the movie She, haven't you?
I love that movie. Yeah. And it scared me.
Yes.
But I think it's so real in terms of that's going to be real.
And that is where this could be taking us.
We are so close.
Indeed. While we're talking about that,
yeah.
This is Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Devil with the Blue Dress On. Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJFM, 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Jeff accused me of cutting him off.
Never. Maybe slightly.
Okay.
So I will just wrap up the WWDC news, and I think it may be the last part of our show almost, in that iOS was receiving some big changes. Now, iOS 10 will be coming out. The biggest things to note will be when you pick up your phone, you won't need to press anything. You can just unlock it immediately. So you don't have to actually push the power button or anything like that. Similar to what we've seen actually Android do before as well. The control center has been updated with a new music panel, which is accessible with a swipe. The big thing will be that Siri is actually now going to work with third-party apps. So say, for example, you can say, "Hey Siri, WhatsApp Gary, blah, blah, blah." So instead of having to, "Hey Siri, SMS Gary," you'll be able to use your WhatsApps, your Google Talks and things like that. What I did notice, though, was it's not going to allow you to do music control of third-party apps, though. So I use Spotify on my iPhone. I still won't be able to control that using Siri, but you could always use Apple Music, apparently. Predictive text will be improved, but the big thing they're doing is emojis. So words will be recognized and will be able to be emojified at a tap.
We should talk about that next week.
My phone does that now.
No, 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 because emojis are taking over as a form of communication in and of itself.
Hugely.
I know.
Hugely. Last thing as well, it will be that the photo gallery will start to recognize faces and start to put names next to them so you can search for photos of Gary and they'll show up.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
This is Reg Livermore and Hello In There. This is beautiful music. Is to wrap up tonight's Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ-FM, 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Jeff, it's good to have you back.
It's actually great to be back.
And Dee, it's good to have you here always.
Sometimes.
Always.
When there's someone away, I don't mind coming in.
No, you don't need to wait for that.
I just ask the silly questions.
The only silly question...
The ones I don't have an answer to.
Are the ones that are... No, the only silly questions are the ones that are not asked.
The ones you can't Google.
The ones... If you don't ask the question...
The ones you can't Google.
Then you don't get a chance to answer it.
It's true.
And that, to me, is the silly question if you don't ask it.
I agree.
If you are... You know, if you've got the question, then the chances are someone else has the same question. It's very important to ask questions, to inquire... To find out things. That's why we're put down here on the earth, to inquire and to find out things.
To be inquisitive.
To be inquisitive.
Yeah.
You've been listening to The Gadget Grill on 2RDJ-FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
And I'm Dee Willis.
I'm Jeff Quattromani.
And we'll be back next week with... more of this show, and if you're listening to us on Sunday, stay tuned again at 2 o'clock on Tuesday where you can hear us repeat exactly the same show, word for word. We're very good at that. We're very well practiced.
It's so well scripted.
I know. Take care, Australia. This is Sonny Rollins and Old Devil Moon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Thank you.